lines where Graham Neff, Clemson Athletic Director, joins us. And as we usher in a new era of college athletics, first, good morning, Graham. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. Good morning. Great to talk right before 0800. Usher in a new era. Well said. No question. Big day today.
So this morning you go in and you get dropped a $20.5 million bill, an invoice on your desk. And now you got to pay for it. Right? I'm wondering.
Well, that's not exactly how McFadden Building got going this morning. But I did enjoy listening to your conversation with Delvin when I was driving in. You know, that usually starts the day well.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
But listen, no question. I mean, like today it's a little anticlimactic in nature just because, you know, we've been working towards this date for quite some time and got plans in place, and we'll roll out more of that to our Clemson family in the days and weeks and months to come, semesters to come. But listen, we're incredibly excited about where we've positioned Clemson Athletics, and sure, that means football, but that means all of our sports. For competitive excellence in this new era as it relates to house case, revenue share, commercial NIL, all those type of things.
All right, we've talked a lot about it, and this has been a process. Go back on this. When did we first start talking house settlement? In other words, how long has the preparation process been?
Yeah, I don't know that I have a great mile marker other than it was, I believe, last summer is when there was directionality towards a settlement, you know, and a lot of that happens at the commissioner and the attorney's level, this has been an outstanding lawsuit, so to speak. It's difficult when we talk about it in that way because it feels so reactive and so passive that this is an agreement to a settlement. But at the end of the day, that's reality for college athletics, college sports, is that that's what this is. And then, but by way of that, it's created a new model for which, you know, college sports is to operate. And really excited about a lot of it. Have a lot of questions and uncertainty about some of it. But, you know, here we are. And all that to be said, so again, it was last summer. Just so the case has been outstanding for years. It was really last summer where there became some direction towards settlement and structure around what this model would look like. And then really into the fall, it started taking shape, and now we've just kind of been going through the legal process to get it all agreed upon and ticked and tied and those type of things.
I know that every time I see you, there is a cell phone attached to your ear. I know that you're in constant contact with your peers. Tell me where your concerns are across the board, where the other athletic directors across the country have the same concerns as you. And then tell me, because of your individual situation here, your specific situation here, where yours might be a little bit different, an area where you might have a different concern.
Yeah, no, that's right. And you you share Kristen's perspective that I always have the ear to my phone. But staying close with a bunch of colleagues is important. It is really interesting to me, call it the mosaic, how every school's going about it a little differently. Schools like us at, you know, kind of where we expect to compete nationally, there's probably a lot of similarity of how we're going about it, but there's so many different levers and variables, and I do want to drill down into a couple of those with you this morning. But how much you're leaning into scholarships or not, and for us, IPTE is a huge differentiator for us to increase scholarships for all of our sports, all 21 of our sports, and essentially fully fund new scholarships for most all of our sports. Really, rowing and track and field are the two programs that aren't going to be fully funded, but those are huge roster sports. Rowing is 50, track and field is 90 between men and women. But both of those programs will have substantially increased scholarships, and all of our other programs, sports, will be fully funded for scholarships. Yes, that means baseball and softball and lacrosse and soccer, you know, all of them. And so that's a huge, huge deal. So we're leaning into that significantly. And there's not a whole lot of programs or there's not a whole lot of schools that are able to do that. And that's a testament and a leverage from IPTE and our IPTE donors. Many of them are listening. And we're going to continue to ask and ask for support in a very traditional manner there with IPTE and scholarships and academic support. That's a really, really good thing. Now, the other side is obviously rev share, the $20.5 million invoice, so to speak. And how you're able to afford that, if you're able to afford that, we certainly are. We're all in on the full amount that we're able to do there. But now, to your point, Mickey, or your question, okay, how's everyone doing that? You know, because those that gets into a local decision of how you allocate that $20 million. You can allocate it all towards one sport. You can chop it up. Our perspective, our methodology has been to really match it, to align it to where our revenues are generated from. So obviously here at Clemson, heavily football, basketball, baseball is where our revenues are generated from. So that allocation of that $20 million is going to mirror rather proportional to where we generate our revenues. And then one layer deeper than that, and I'll pause here. You know, now we get into a lot of the support for our coaches and our support staffs to, you know, ultimately allocate those dollars per team, right? And so we have central administrative support mechanisms and analytics and positional values. And so we've really equipped our coaches, football, and all of them with resources and strategies around that, right? That's where you get into the professionalization of college athletics more and more. But, you know, that type of layered approach feel like is really, and we're seeing those results, where that's recruiting and retention. And again, it's easy to think football, but a lot of our sports with that and how that's playing into effect for roster building and talent, and ultimately competitive excellence.
Do you have to opt into all $20.5 million, or is that the cap, the top of it? And the other part of that is schools that don't have, say, football. I mean, Coastal has football, but obviously Coastal baseball. Would Coastal be able to put more money there, like a Gonzaga in basketball? Will that help them? UConn maybe. Talk about, like, other situations and what you might expect from other schools with that.
Yeah, that's right. And so you don't there's no minimum expenditure of the revenue share, the $20.5 million. There is the maximum, to your point, the cap. And so again, and you'd be surprised, perhaps, of the amount of schools. It gets to be a small top of the pyramid, so to speak, of the amount of schools that are able to lean in as much as we are on the scholarship piece. As I said earlier, for us, that's over 150 new scholarships, and you can run the in-state, out-of-state cost of tuition, you know, and that's $4, $5, $6 million, again, all supported through IPTE, and it's an and the maximum revenue share distribution. So schools that are able to pull both of those levers kind of all in like we are, you know, that's where, again, the support, the resources, and then the competitive expectations we have of that is significant. Now, that being said, to your point, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said about Big East basketball or Gonzaga basketball, where they don't have a football program where, you know, that's going to tie up a lot of those dollars from a revenue standpoint. And so, yeah, that's going to be something for Clemson basketball, men and women, that we're going to have to track and have to recognize. And Brad and Sean couldn't be more dialed into just the landscape and the strategy and the use. Obviously, both have seen great success this past portal season and retention season, et cetera. But that is something that's going to be really unique. And then your Coastal baseball example. So, you know, at the end of the day, we have 21 sports, and a lot of schools like us have significant sports. You can't be all things to every sport. And so there is this alignment a bit of, hey, we got to try to spread it as much as we can to have those competitive expectations per sport. But, you know, we're not always going to have the most, you know, allocated dollars towards every sport. You just can't by nature of it. And so that's where I get really excited for us to have the strategy and kind of, you know, pick our focus and battles as far as how we go about the scholarship and revenue share allocations, supporting our teams. And then at the end of the day, we have to have great coaches that are excellent at certainly the leadership side of it, but the talent identification and development and evaluation. Like, those attributes for coaches, in my head, are more important than ever, because you are going to have, again, in theory, a capped amount of resources. And so you got to minimize your misses from an evaluation or a development. You got to be lucky that gets into injuries and those type of things. And then how you scheme it, how you build your roster, to me, that sophistication is really, really preeminent. And I think, as I look across our head coaching room, man, that's where we are so set up for success with those men and women that we have coaching our teams.
Graham Neff is our guest, Clemson Athletic Director. We're talking about the new era of college athletics that began today with the house settlement stuff. QCT asked a question that I get all the time on our text line today is, he says, ask him if he truly thinks the NIL process is under control with the new auditing system. We want guardrails. We want somewhat of a level playing field. You and your peers, how confident are you in those guidelines, those guardrails that have been put into place?
Yeah, we're going to learn a lot here in the coming couple weeks, really, certainly couple months, because as Texter said, you know, the NIL go, which is the vernacular that we need to, a couple of vernacular things here that are going to become more and more commonplace for us. So NIL go is the name or the brand of the clearinghouse, right, that all deals have to be submitted into. So that's NIL go. Also, we have the College Sports Commission, which is that's the new entity that has basically been created by the Power Four conferences to manage and implement and investigate and enforce aspects of the house case. So it is not a replacement for the NCAA. It's not the new NCAA. It's kind of this sidecar over here that has authority over house case elements, which is your rev share, commercial NIL, and then investigation and enforcement. Again, led by the Power Four schools, intended to be very efficient and quick. And so that's the College Sports Commission. And, again, it has authority over NIL Go, which is the commercial NIL platform. All that to be said, the question, listen, we're going to learn a lot over the coming couple weeks, couple months. We're set up to be very, very efficient and call it aggressive with our Clemson Ventures strategy, which is our sales and sponsorship, basically new company. It's an entity. It's like IPTE for Clemson. We're all familiar with IPTE. That's basically a separate entity that is philanthropically raising dollars in support of Clemson Athletics. What Clemson Ventures is, it's effectively commercially raising dollars in support of Clemson Athletics. So businesses, companies, sponsors, partners that we want to activate financially. And so, you know, those dollars, most of those dollars would come to Clemson Athletics, but it allows us to facilitate and create deals for our student athletes, commercial NIL deals. So that alignment and that in-house nature of it, it's really unique. It's really one of a kind in college athletics. So we're going to learn a lot about how NIL Go operates and how it manages fair market value of deals for student athletes, what the facilitation role is of colleges and universities. And ultimately here at the end of the day, like, We all got to, as a Power Four, as Division I schools, we have to want to be governed and have strict rules and enforcement and transparency. And I think that's where I'm confident that we all want that. I'm further confident that Clemson, how we operate in our non-negotiables, are going to operate really well within that environment. And we're going to learn a lot in the months ahead.
I have one final one for you, but I'll let you touch on anything else that we didn't touch on that the listener might be interested in and might need to know about where we are now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, I think all this is, again, it's July 1st. It's a huge inflection point here. Now, again, all that to be said, that there's a lot of nimbleness ahead that we've built within Clemson, and I think just as an industry and as donors, we got to be flexible, because I know, and we're going to try to meet you and be really transparent and really communicative, because we've been in the last 4 years in NIL collective era. And so we've, IPTE and Clemson have worked a lot in One Ten Society, which is our collective, and we've been encouraging dollars there. But now we are going to transition One Ten Society, and that collective is effectively going to sunset or be ingested into Clemson and IPTE. And so, hey, how can I support? I want to help with NIL. Well, now it's really going to be a lot of back to IPTE. Again, our scholarship dollars are increasing significantly. We're going to be really communicative around our commercial NIL. So if you're a small or medium-sized business owner, have some marketing dollars that you can have some discretion over, like how we deploy those is going to be really important. So it's really a page turn, and call it a $20.5 million invoice, sure. But again, how we interface and educate from a our donor base and our fan base is going to be really important. So just to stay nimble, know it's changing and new vernacular and things like that. And it's important that we do our part to make sure we're meeting everybody where we're at.
Well, great minds think alike, because that was going to be my question. You hit on all of that. Hey, I can't thank you enough. It's a big day in intercollegiate athletics, a big day at Clemson University and their athletic department. I appreciate you taking time. I know it's a busy time for you, but love to do it again soon. And love maybe to catch up after maybe a month or 6 weeks of it, and maybe what we've learned in the first 6 weeks of the era.
I would love that. Maybe we could do a poolside up at the Martin Inn. I don't know. I see Drake Plyler up there just doing cannonballs and things. And so, listen, it's a fun time in Clemson and Clemson Athletics. Thanks for having me on. A whole lot more ahead. Mickey, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Tell the boys, tell Krista hello, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks for everything.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Graham Neff, Clemson Athletic Director. Top of the hour.